a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning and welcome to House Local Government. Friendly reminder to turn off your cell phones, turn down the sound on your laptop so there are no disturbances. I'd like to welcome you here today and welcome those that are listening over the Internet. This time I'm going to ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Craig?
Here.
Hayek?
Here.
Heineman?
Here.
Einard?
Here.
Latterell?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Soli?
Here.
Tolson?
Here.
Tyler?
Here.
Rosum?
Here.
Brown?
Here. We have a quorum. I'm sure everybody stayed up last night reading the minutes of our last meeting. Are there any questions on the minutes, or would there be action? We have a motion by Representative Hayek to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Tyler. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. We have a little shorter, and I would call it a little bit easier schedule today than we had last Thursday. For those of you who are here to testify, please remember to sign in. If you have anything to pass out to distribute amongst the committee, please use our pages to do so. And with that, I'd like our pages to come on up and identify yourselves. Tell us where you're from.
My name's Patience Lunday, and I'm from the Coleman Egan High School.
Landon Fanning from Kennebec.
Welcome to both of you. Appreciate the job you do. I want to ask if there's any personal privileges today, any guests out there today. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for waking me out of my studies here. I would like to take the opportunity to welcome my beautiful bride, Isa, to our committee meeting this morning. I'd ask if folks refrain from comments that love truly is blind or that I owe Cupid some type of gratuity.
Welcome, and it's always good to have family here. Representative Heineman.
Even though she forbid me to do this, I'm introducing my lovely bride as well, Libby.
And welcome to you. I heard the conversation, and there will be a little extra work out for him after session today. We do have four bills today. First one, I guess we can get going, is House Bill 1081. This is an act to specify the duration of certain municipal appointments. And at this time, the chair would ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1081. And yes, that would be you. And good morning, Representative.
Good morning. This is Ann Hayek, representative from District 14. This is an act to really specify the duration of certain municipal appointments. It has come through the Municipal League. The municipalities currently pass an ordinance which specifies which positions will be appointed. And these are often the finance officer, the police chief, city attorney, or other department heads. How they are appointed depends on the form of government, but in all cities that appointment is now done annually. This bill changes that and allows a local option of setting a term for the appointment. So it really refers to local option. It is not being driven by any particular city or case. It's merely been the consensus that it would be better for both the appointed employee and the city if these terms could be determined locally. And I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1081.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. Representative Hayek has done an excellent job of explaining this piece of legislation, and we just simply would urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1081? Seeing none, any opponent testimony on House Bill 1081? Seeing none, I guess there would be no need for rebuttal on this. I would ask for committee questions. Any questions of the committee for Representative Latterell?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the sponsor of the bill.
I was just curious, what are some examples of when this is applied, and what problems does it cause as far as when appointees have to come up too often for approval and things like that? Could you give me just one or two examples?
Representative?
Thank you. It actually, there aren't problems per se, but every year it's an annual appointment that must be done, police officer, fire chief, and this will allow the municipalities to provide for an appointment for possibly a longer, if they would like. The job security for the employees is something that they look at, and oftentimes, you know, it's actually local control. So there are no problems at present, but they would like that discretion.
Do you have a follow-up? Further questions of the committee? Oh, Representative Otten.
Just to kind of add to that a little bit, in some of the other communities, as planning and zoning officers, finance officers, planning and zoning directors, economic development directors, park and rec directors. So this does actually cover a wide swath. People have to, by statute, be appointed every year.
Is that a question or just a follow-up?
Just a statement. A
statement, follow-up to the answer. Okay. Further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I will close public testimony and open it up to committee discussion and or action. Move. Representative Rosen, motion to pass on House Bill 1081.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Otten. Any discussion on that motion? Representative Rosen?
No. Okay.
Any discussion on the do pass motion? Hearing none, the question is, do pass on House Bill 1081. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. The opponents will say nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig?
Aye.
Hayek?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Excused.
Otten?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Rosum?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
House Bill 1081 has 12 yes votes. We'll be going to the floor. The do pass recommendation, Representative Rosen.
Move to consent.
We have a motion consent by Representative Rosen.
Mr. Chair, object.
We have an objection. So this will be moved to the debate calendar, House Bill 1081 with a do pass recommendation. Representative Tyler or Soli or Heinert, will one of you make sure that this is properly discussed in your caucus?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We'll throw dice or something.
Next bill up on our calendar today is House Bill 1099. This is an act to authorize municipalities to pay for certain services in advance. At this time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1099. Good morning, Representative Dryden.
Morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Dan Dryden, State Representative, District 34 in Rapid City. House Bill 1099, as was said, authorizes the city municipalities to pay for service contracts, prepay those if they so desire. Currently, the current statute requires the city to receive the services before they can pay. They have to have a voucher and they have to have an approval process to pay that. In some situations, if they could prepay, they could get a discount and save some money. And this would allow them permissible legislation that if the city council wanted to do that, they could write an ordinance, and that ordinance then would specify any procedures they want to take. It could specify the dollar amount. They could set a limit at $1,000, or $500, or they could set a limit at $10,000. Whatever the city, municipal, county, or city council would be comfortable with, write an ordinance that allows a prepay, and also if there's a contract in place, this then would be permissible. And strictly up to the city council, if they're comfortable doing that, they have permission to do it by this statute, this bill. If they're not comfortable doing that, they would not do it. And they, again, set the dollar amount, be as little as they're comfortable with or as much as they're comfortable with. Anyway, with that simple explanation, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Dryden. Additional proponent testimony in House Bill 1099.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. I would only add to that that the example that we were given was lawn care. And so if you contract for the entire season up front, you can get a discount, whereas if you have to pay it every month, you don't get that discount. And in the case mentioned, it was $700 that they could have saved by doing that. It's not a tremendous amount of money, but we're out there looking for every dime. So we think it's just an efficiency measure, and we would urge your support.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1099? Any additional proponents? Seeing none, I'll open it up to opponent testimony for House Bill 1099. Any opponents? Seeing none, I will open it up to committee questions. Any questions of the committee? Representative Tyler?
Nope.
Are you holding back for
I'm
the comments?
Back. Yeah, sorry.
No questions. I will now close the public testimony, open it up to committee action or discussion or action. Representative Tyler.
Very much approving this bill. I'm in the computer business. I would think that this would be ideal for the computer and the software contracts, service contracts, to have those in place before it starts. Because I know, like, even in my business, that's really, really nice that if I can have that contract up front, that maintenance agreement or whatever, ideal. So thank you.
Thank you. Further comments and or action on House Bill 1099, Representative Hayak. We have a motion to pass by Representative Hayak, seconded by Representative Tyler. Any comments on that do pass motion?
It makes so much sense, and I think the sponsor has done a very good job of explaining it.
Further comments on the do pass motion? Seeing none, the question is, do pass on House Bill 1099. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig?
Aye.
Hayak?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Excuse me.
Otten?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye, aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye. That is a 12-0 vote on a do pass motion. House Bill 1099, Representative Hayak. We have a motion to move consent by Representative Hayak, seconded by Representative Latterell. All those in favor of consent signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1099 will move to the floor with a do pass recommendation and be placed on the consent calendar. Third bill up today is House Bill 1107. This is an act to revise certain provisions relating to drainage utility fees in municipalities. At this time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1107. And good morning, Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I bring to you today House Bill 1107 to address a situation that has arisen in Rapid City regarding the collection and retention of drainage fees. This fix, if you will, is to allow funds have been collected for various drainage basins that due to restrictions in statute has not allowed those funds to be used for their a broader purpose. I know Yvonne Taylor will testify in more detail, but this is a limited fix that I don't know if it'll have broader application across the state, but it certainly addresses a situation that has arisen in Rapid City. So with that, I will let Yvonne testify, and we'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1107.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. And in the process of reviewing this, through our legislative process, we were not able to find any city other than Rapid City where this had happened and occurred. But what went on was they started years and years ago a drainage district under 46A, in terms of 46A. They started to collect the fees that were associated with that district, but the district depended on the participation of other entities. Those other entities declined to participate. And so the drainage district has essentially become defunct. But the funds, and we're talking about maybe $600,000 or in that range, so we're not talking tremendous amounts of money. The money isn't enough to do the drainage district things that are supposed to be done under 46A, but they're not allowed to spend it in any other way. What they have done in the meantime is established a storm sewer utility, which is under Title IX. And what they want the ability to do is transfer the money that was collected under the 46A provisions into the critter that was created under Title IX and use the funds. It'll all be used for the same purpose for which they were collected. They won't be able to switch around the use of the funds, but they need to have the ability to move them from one purpose, one fund to another. And the second section just clarifies that what they could do under 46A is allowed to be done under Title IX, but it all deals with the same topic and the same use for the funds. And we would, with that, stand by for questions and ask for your support of the bill.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1107? Any additional proponents? Seeing none, any opponents to House Bill 1107? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I will open it up to committee questions. Any questions of the committee? Representative Hayek?
And this would be for Ms. Taylor. I'm a little curious. You said that the only one that you found was under 46A was Rapid City. Do we need that statute?
Mr. Chairman, I would hesitate to go in and make changes without knowing more about it into that title, because just because we haven't heard about it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Follow up?
Yeah, follow up.
But the only one that you're aware of and it's come to you would be Rapid City.
I would say that the only one we are aware of that is trapped in that title under those statutes is Rapid City. I do not know that they're the only ones using that title.
Thank you.
Any additional questions of the committee? Any additional questions? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could ask the good sponsor of the bill if he didn't have a minute to answer a question. Actually, either one of you. Who normally collects these fees? Are these a municipality, or is this a land development? Or
I'll take a shot at it, and I'm sure Yvonne will clean it up. I think what had happened in the past is they had a developer come in and pay the fee for a development in a drainage basin, for whatever purpose, the improvement wasn't needed or there wasn't enough money to do the improvement, so the funds just sat there per drainage basin. And so I think there's several of these basins in Rapid City, and now these funds are just kind of stuck. And the developer's not saying, I need them back. I think it's just saying, use them for a purpose, for a sewer or water drainage purpose.
Is there a follow-up?
Can you give us an idea how much money we're talking about?
Mr. Chairman, Yvonne Taylor. To my knowledge, it was less than $700,000. I thought it was in the range of $600,000.
Total or per each situation?
Total.
Total
in this fund that they would like to transfer and be able to use for the same purposes.
And there's no opposition by these developers that have paid this fee?
Mr. Chairman, I can't speak for them. My understanding from the city is they want the money used for the purpose for which it was collected.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Taylor, did you want to comment, follow up on
No, sir.
He answered correctly.
It was perfect.
And very good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Hayek?
Well, I'm looking at 46A-10B-20, and it does indicate that these assessments are against individual properties after, so it's, they may establish by ordinance the stormwater basin, and looking at it, the fees shall be sufficient to construct, operate, and maintain the facilities needed. And just a quick perusal of that statute, it appears as though these particular fund amounts are established for those specific basins. And I maybe a little follow up with the previous speaker in terms of, were those abandoned or why were they not built?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the district became essentially defunct because of the lack of participation with the other entities, and I believe in this case it was going to be a joint county-city project. And so the funds that were collected at the time were not enough to perform any of the purposes for which they were collected, and in the meantime they have sat there. I believe that this happened somewhere in the range of maybe 20 years ago. And so it's just been, as they're sorting out what to do, we've all been looking a lot more, especially at drainage issues with the onset of stormwater phase two, which is an EPA mandate. And so everybody has kind of been reviewing this and looking at how the best way is to do their utilities. And so it's been an issue that's been out there. As I said, it's not enough money that it's risen to a great height. And it would be nearly impossible, as I understand it, to trace back exactly who paid what, at what time, and how long ago.
Do you have a follow-up? I'd just like to follow up a little bit on that one there. This is something the city of Rapid City will have to have a hearing on to move this money. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, yes. The city council is going to have to act in order to transfer these funds.
And at that time, if somebody had knowledge or proof that they were one of the contributors to this pot of money, would they have a right to attend and at that point make their claim?
Mr. Chairman, they would absolutely have the right to attend any public meeting.
Thank you. Further questions? Representative Hayek?
Thank you. Do we have a time basis that we're aware of, that how long ago these particular funds were deposited?
Mr. Chairman, 20 years is what's in my head, but whether that's got a real accurate basis, I can't tell you.
Would it be, Philip, would it be within your thoughts to put, if these funds are not used within a certain time period, to essentially then allow them to be thrown in? I'm going to use a general fund if I can, because it appears as though that's what we're doing, taking them out of individual basins and placing them in a kind of a pot to be used for all of them.
Mr. Chairman, I would not say that I would object to that, but if you set something up under a district, you're doing a very specific thing. And if you set up a utility, you're doing the same thing but in a different way. And I guess there's probably a reason back in time where those were set up as two different mechanisms. And so I wouldn't want to overly mingle the two without doing more exploration on the impact of that.
Thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Any additional questions? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The way I understand it, the funds were for a specific project. Is that correct? And then they're not being used? You have money left over? Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there was a basin for which a drainage was to be addressed by a developer, for instance. And then those funds, because of the county, I don't know if this is a split, but because the county and the city went different directions on utility issues or drainage issues, these funds were not enough to meaningfully impact what needed to be done in that particular basin.
Follow?
And I might add, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think one of the larger issues that Rapid City is wrestling with is it's not a home rule city, unlike some of our colleagues in the East. So everything that we're talking about here, these statutes, they need legislative approval to do, and that's been an ongoing discussion.
Thank you. Any additional questions?
Sorry.
You have a question?
Just for the clarification, 46A10B20, which is the establishment of the basin and the assessments, and says that the fee should be established and the assessments individual property should be on a per square foot basis against the individual property. So I'm just trying to get within my head why we would have that sum of money for the establishment of a basin, and then it just didn't happen.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll give you an example. In a particular basin I'm aware of on the south-central side of Rapid City, there is a retainage pond that the whole basin drains into. Well, not all the basin, some of it's residential, there's a portion that's commercial. So the portion that is commercial paid a portion of the fee for the whole basin. Well, it wasn't enough to really maintain the drainage pond and all the relief from that drainage pond. So there was enough money to do it, so it didn't get done. But the developer paid the money, which wasn't enough to complete the whole project.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Lateral.
Thank you. I have a question for Representative Lust. Would it be possible just to return the money on a per square foot basis to the property owners in the district?
Mr. Chairman.
Lust.
That in my conversations with the officials in Rapid City, either the development has changed hands repeatedly, or the developer has indicated, no, I want something done with those funds. They were allocated for a particular purpose. And again, it gets complicated with the county involvement, and I can't recall exactly what that situation was, but I know the county had some relationship here, and the relationship has changed. But the developers are not clamoring for the money back because it's spread out over such a large area with different basins, and it's almost inconsequential to a particular development.
No follow up. Further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public testimony and open it up to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1107. We have a motion by Representative Hayak to pass on 1107, seconded by Representative Lateral. Do you have comments on your do pass motion, Representative Hayak?
I do. I think it does make sense, but I wanted to make sure that we were not in any way avoiding or people had paid in and been assessed, and I think the sponsors did a good job of explaining it and does make a lot of sense, and unfortunately they don't have the home rule to do it, so I would encourage a vote on this.
Thank you. Further comments on the do pass motion on 1107? No further comments. Therefore, the question at hand is do pass on House Bill 1107. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Aye.
Hayak.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Lateral.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson. Otten.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Tyler.
Aye.
Rosam.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye. House Bill 1107 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, consent.
We have a motion for consent from Representative Tolson, seconded by Representative Rosam. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
We have a nay, so this bill will remain on the debate calendar. Representative Lust, you will be prepared to explain this to the caucus and on the floor. Thank you. We are now to our fourth and final bill today, House Bill 1085. This is an act to revise certain provisions concerning the notice given to municipalities and counties for bingo games and lotteries. This time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1085.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Chip Campbell, Representative District 35. Simple proposed change to House Bill 1085 allows a municipal or county governing body to designate an administrative official to receive notice of bingo games or lottery. All of these notices presently need to come before the governing body at their meeting, when most are from reputable community groups and will not be challenged. In item one, it lists the those who are authorized to have bingo is and or lottery under the statute is not considered gambling. And item 6, lines 16 and 17 indicate the minor change. Rather than strictly listing governing body, it says governing body or designated administrative official. And if there are concerns with this bill, the administrative official can review notices of those who desire bingo games or lottery, and only those that could be a problem might be denied and then would be referred back to committee. With that, I recommend passage, and we'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Any additional proponents on House Bill 1085?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. And I would say that it is nice for us to know when these things are going on in town, because you do want to know that they're being done by a reputable entity. But by and large, they are. It's a church group or a social group, and they're a good group, and we have no problems with them. So it would be helpful, I think, just for the city commission agendas to clear them of this issue, because they aren't a problem, and have them deal only with the ones that could be a problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Any additional proponents on House Bill 1085? Any further proponents? Seeing none, any opponents to House Bill 1085? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I'll open it up to committee questions. Are there any questions of the committee? I have a quick... Go ahead, Representative Hyman.
Just for Yvonne Taylor, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only question I have is, who is going to determine that designated administrative official? Or are you going to do that through the governing boards or by administrative rule?
Ms. Taylor?
Mr. Chairman, they would be designated by the governing body.
Do you have a follow-up?
So, yes. So that would be in administrative rule. Would the entities know how they were going to set up an administrative official?
Mr. Chairman, they are typically bringing these to your finance officer or your city hall common person anyway. In reality, this is the way it works. It's just that it has to go to the city council agenda now. But in reality, they're being turned into the staff no matter what, and it's the staff that's doing the review and highlighting it for the council. This would simply formalize the procedure.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'll close the public testimony end of the hearing and open it up to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair, move to pass House Bill 1085.
We have a motion to pass from Representative Lateral, seconded by Representative Nelson. Any comments? Representative Lateral. Or it was Lateral that made the motion, correct?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe this is a good thing to change, to recognize the way that it's being done anyway and is more convenient for both the organizations and the cities. So I'd recommend passing this.
Any further discussion? I was just reading the different organizations. Would the legislature be considered charitable? Just wondering. Thank you. No further comments. The question is, do pass on House Bill 1085. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Aye.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Lateral.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson. Otten.
Aye.
Soli.
Bingo. I mean, aye.
Tolson? Tyler?
She's not even Catholic.
Rosen?
Aye.
Downs?
Aye. House Bill 1085 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Move consent.
We have a motion by Representative Otten. Consent.
Second.
We have a second from Representative Lateral. All those in favor of the consent motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1085 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation and placed on the consent calendar. That takes care of our long agenda today, folks. Just for your note, I've got four bills scheduled for Thursday. House Bill 1101, House Bill 1120, House Bill 1107, and House Bill 1179. After that, that'll leave us with four additional bills on the House side, and then we'll probably start taking up some Senate bills. So we're doing pretty good, folks. Any comments for the good of the committee? Seeing none, I will entertain that motion. Representative Tyler moves we adjourn. Seconded by Representative Heineman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
Aye.
We are adjourned.